Queer Hour with your host, Dylan, the show where the topic changes each week, so stay tuned to find out. Good afternoon, all you beautiful people. My name is Dylan, and welcome back to the Queer Hour, the show where the topic changes each week. We have so much planned for you here today on Glitterbeam Radio. Today we are talking all about our favourite plants, why they're our favourite plants, what these plants can do, and so much more. With responses from you guys, as well as my own personal favourite plants that I have and or want, okay? And I also have a mixture of songs that remind me of plants, as well as growing plants in general, alright? And don't forget, at the end of the show, I have my throwback track for the Battle of the Throwbacks, Dylan vs. Chris, the Queer Hour vs. Chris of the Drive Time Show. Head to head, track to track, it's gonna be good, okay? The Queer Hour needs a win! So, what is your favourite houseplant? I think one of my favourites has to be the first houseplant I bought, which was a few months ago, but he's called Tenanthe Earl Marxie. He's got really, really pretty patterns on his leaves. They kind of look like stripes, but also tiny leaf shapes, and I just think he's really cool. I've named him Mr. Stripe, and yeah, so it's really fun to watch their new leaves grow because they're like little spirals, like little sticks, and then obviously when they're growing, you can watch them unravel into a new leaf, and I just find it so satisfying, and it's such a pretty plant, and it's just such a simple care routine, and yeah, I just love it. But also, on the underside of his leaves, it's like this purpley colour, like it's like an ombre of green, but also dark purple, and it's so pretty, because obviously, most of the time, you're only seeing the tops of the leaves, but I've lifted them up and I've seen that they've gone purple and like a green. And yeah, it's just such a pretty colour. And my plant has so many unravelling leaves at the moment. It's obviously doing quite happily there. So yeah, basically to look after these plants, they just need a well-draining soil. So this could be a houseplant mix, but I've mixed mine with like a normal multi-purpose compost and a bit of grit. So you can use like different stones or sand to put in it, so it can drain well. And yeah, you only need to water it when the topsoil is dry. So if you put your like finger in the soil and it's dry, then obviously, yeah, you need watering. Like, you water it well, make sure it all drains out so it's not sitting in a puddle of water. But then also, I mist it because it likes to be quite humid. And obviously, in England, it can get humid, but obviously not as much as from its original place that it was growing. And yeah, so I like to mist it, and I just love it. It's just a little routine that I have in the mornings, and I just love plants. But right, I think it's time for our first song of the day, and it is Gooey by Glass Animals, coming at you! Spinning round my head and I stand
sunshine. I've given you dirt, you've given me nothing but heartache and hurt. I'm begging you sweetly, I'm down on my knees. Oh, please grow for me. I've given you plant food and water to sip. I've given you potash, you've given me zip. Oh God, how I missed you. Oh pod, how you tease. Now please grow for me. I've given you southern exposure to get you to thrive. I've pitched you back hard like I'm supposed to. You're barely alive. I've tried you at levels of moisture from desert to mud. I've given you grow lights and mineral supplements. What do you want from me, bud? I've given you sunlight, I've given you rain. Looks like you're not happy unless I open a vein. I'll give you a few drops if that'll appease. Now please, oh, 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 please grow for me.
Oh, what two amazing songs from Glass Animals with Gooey and Grow For Me by Rick Moranis from The Little Shop of Horrors. Both of these songs definitely remind me of growing plants and like walking through like a garden center with plants everywhere, or even like a jungle sort of thing, because they're both quite, well, Gooey especially is quite calm. And it just reminds me of like different plants growing and watering plants. I like to listen to that one when I'm mass watering my plants because I have so many at the moment. Also from The Little Shop of Horrors, it's a musical, and that song, Grow For Me, that's definitely something that I've been like saying to all of my plants, because I want them to grow and I want to show everyone what colours they are and everything. So yes, very good songs. But right, what is your favourite succulent plant? Personally, one of my favourite succulent plants has to be the first one I ever bought, which is called a lithop. If you don't know what a lithop is, it's called a living stone, and it's a genus of succulent plants in the ice plant family. And members of the genus are native to southern Africa. And basically, the reason why they're called living stones is because they look like stones, but obviously they're plants, and they're so cool because when they grow bigger, they split into more like stones, and they split and they get bigger and they keep dividing basically. And it's so cool to watch because that was the first plant I bought, well, the first succulent plant that I bought, and that was back in 2020, and he's gotten so much bigger. Well, I've called him Hive Mind because he was loads of little tiny lithops, like little tiny stones. And yeah, he was really cute, but now he's gotten quite big and he's been splitting like crazy at the moment. I think it's because of the warmer weather. But when they start splitting, you don't water them so they can shrivel up, and it looks like they are like dying, but they're really not. That's when they are starting to split and have like new stones underneath. And it's so cool. I just think it's so interesting. It's one of the first plants I've heard of that do that, that split to survive, you know? And it's really cool. Right, so we'll have another song now before we have some responses from you guys. And it is a song that reminds me of watering plants and just taking care of plants, okay? So here is Rain Cloud by the Lighthouse Family, right here on Glitterbeam Radio. Thank you.
secrets out there. We could be reaching out for anything if we try enough. Let the daylight in on a better day. It's been too long we've been living under a rain cloud. Daylight in on a better day. It's been too long we've been living under a rain cloud. On a train driving through the night, soon overtakes you. If someone feels the same as you, might as well just do what you wanna do. There ain't no point holding back desire. Don't waste your time, 'cause everything is out there, and there's no limits out there. We could be reaching out for anything if we try enough. Let the daylight in on a better day. It's been too long we've been living under a rain cloud. Daylight in on a better day. It's been too long we've been living under a rain cloud. Out there, we could be reaching out for anything if we try enough. Let the daylight in on a better day. It's been too long we've been living under a rain cloud. Daylight in on a better day. It's been too long we've been living under a rain cloud. Daylight in.
Song definitely gives off like looking after plants vibes, okay? But if you're just joining us, welcome to the Queer Hour. My name is Dylan, and today we're talking all about our favourite plants and succulents. What's our favourite plants, and why are they our favourite plants? And I have some responses from you guys, as well as my own personal favourites and plants that I'm kind of wanting to get, but don't have room for, okay? So join us, won't you? So, last week I asked you guys on all of the social media what your favourite succulents were, and Katie from Instagram says, all of them. I mean, I feel the same way. I have so many succulents propagating at the moment. If you don't know what propagation is, basically, some succulents, if you take off their leaves from a bigger plant and leave them to dry out and root in soil, they will grow a whole new plant. Yeah, so if you take off a leaf from certain succulents, you can grow a whole new duplicate of that plant. And I find it so interesting. I have so many leaves growing at the moment. I didn't even know that was a thing. And like, I remember when I was a kid, I'd take leaves off of like trees and bushes and I'd plant them, even sticks actually. I'd take a stick off a tree and try and like plant it in the ground, because that's how I thought trees were grown and like where they came from. And it wasn't until I started doing terrariums and things that sticks actually do grow into trees. And I am amazed by this fact. So it's a similar thing with succulents. You take one off from the stem. If you do it, you basically have to wriggle it really carefully from the base that's near the stem of the succulent itself. And when it comes off, you leave it to dry out and callus for a few days. And then you can just pop it onto soil and it will start growing roots. And then you'll see a tiny, tiny little head of a new plant coming out, and it grows like that. And that's propagation. Like, how cool is that? I've just become a bit of a plant nerd. It's great. I love it. But right, I think it's time for another song, don't you think? And it's an absolute classic, okay? This one definitely reminds me of walking through my room with all the plants I have at the moment. And it's Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses, right here on the Queer Hour, baby!
Welcome to the jungle.
song definitely relates to my room at the moment. It is a jungle. There are so many plants everywhere. But right, what is a plant that you have always, always wanted? Myself personally, I've always wanted an Addison's Monstera. And basically, it can grow quite tall and the leaves can grow quite big. But I just find it so aesthetically pleasing. It looks like bugs have eaten the leaves, but it's not. That's just how it is. And they are so expensive, but it's so pretty. It's so aesthetic and it's just a pretty plant. You can have the leaves variegated, and variegated means a plant that exhibits different colours, especially as irregular patches or streaks, or having or consisting of leaves that are edged or patterned in a second colour, especially white as well as green. But also you can get ones that are slightly pink, and they are just so pretty. I just can't describe it. But right, I think it's time for another song, okay? And then we're gonna have a bit of a news break. So here is Knee Socks by Arctic Monkeys, right here on Glitterbeam Radio. I'll see you in just a second.
Are drawn out long, and you're kissing to cut through the gloom with a cough drop colored tongue. And you are sitting in the corner with the coats all piled high, when I thought you might be mine. In a small world on an exceptionally rainy Tuesday night, in the right place and time.
When the zero's landed on the 24-hour clock, when you know who's calling even though the number is blocked, when you want to rent the house where it will stand the cost, when your knees up.
Well, you cured my January blues. Yeah, you made got a feeling I might have lit the very fuse that you were trying not to lie. You were a stranger in my phone book. I was acting like I knew, 'cause I had nothing to lose. When the winter's in full swing and your dreams just aren't coming true, it ain't funny what y'all do.
When the zero's landed on the 24-hour clock, when you know who's calling, even though the number is blocked, when you walk around your house, you're in the scattering cost, and your knees up. Late afternoon, posting your room, that you always thought it in a pool,
afternoon, all you beautiful people. My name is Dylan, and welcome back to the Queer Hour. We just had a bit of a news break, but we are back and kicking with our favourite plants and favourite succulents, okay? But to kick off our welcome back, I have an absolute tune for you, and it reminds me of those pesky little flies around the room when you have plants, okay? Here is Fly on the Wall by Miley Cyrus, right here on the Queer Hour, baby!
Wonder if I say yes, but you just lose out every time. If you only knew what I talked about when I'm with my friends, just hanging out, then you have the inside scoop on what to say, what to do. That way when you play the game, baby, you can never lose. Don't you wish that you could be a fly on the wall, a creepy little sneaky little fly on the wall. All my precious secrets, yeah, you know them all. Don't you wish that you could be a fly on the wall. You'd love to know the things I do when I'm with my friends and not with you. You always second guess, wonder if there's other guys I'm flirting with. You should know by now.
It's funny to think about in the context of having plants. It's like, you creepy little sneaky little fly on the wall. Like, it's if you have loads of plants, especially in like a room, you know the feeling. But right, what is your favourite houseplant? And Emma, right here from Glitterbeam Radio, says, whatever one will stay alive the longest for me. I mean, yes, it can be quite a strain to look after plants, but as soon as you do the research and you find out what they need, as well as soil, watering schedules, if they need fertilizer and things like that, it can become really easy. But obviously some plants, I have a Fittonia plant, which is a nerve plant, and they are so difficult to look after. Like, they seem like, when you look at everything that they need and things, it's like, oh yeah, I can do that. But he will faint every time he doesn't get enough water. Like, he proper droops. And he's like, oh, I can't deal with anything. And just has a bit of a tantrum. And like, he will literally have a little moment. And as soon as I water him again, he'll perk right, like straight back up. So some plants can be like toddlers. So as soon as you like give them food or whatever, they will just, they'll be happy. If you just, they'll be all right. But right, so I'll give you a quick sneak peek on next week's show. Next week's show is all about your pets. What pets have you got? What pets have you always wanted? Whether that be cats, dogs, reptiles, insects, anything. What pets do you have and want? Let me know on all of the social media at Glitterbeam UK, or you can send us an email on hello@glitterbeam.co.uk, or you can send us a text on 073 12 17 16 22. I'd love to know everyone's favourite animals and pets and what they want to have, as well as what you do have. I'm so excited. But right, we'll be talking all about some more succulents and some houseplants that I have after we have our next song, which is called Somewhere That's Green by Ellen Green from The Little Shop of Horrors, right here on Glitterbeam Radio.
I know Seymour's the greatest, but I'm dating a semi-sadist. So I got a black eye and my arms in a cast. Still that Seymour's the cutie. Well, if not, he's good in the beauty. And I dream of a place where we could be together at last. A matchbox of our own, a fence, a three-wheel chain link, a grill out on the patio, disposal in the sink, a washer and a dryer, and an ironing machine, and a tract house that we share somewhere that's green. Trims the grass, he loves to mow and weed. I cook like Betty Crocker, and I look like Donna Reed. There's plastic on our furniture to keep it neat and clean. In the pine soil scented air, somewhere that's watching Lucy on a big, enormous 12-inch screen. His December bride. His father, he knows best. The kids play howdy-doody as the sun sets in the west. A picture out of better homes in Gardens magazine. Far from Skid Row, I dream we'll go.
my brain. I don't wanna be heard, I wanna be listened to. Does it bother anyone else that someone else has your name? Does it bother anyone else that someone else has your name? Your name. I scream, you scream, we all scream, 'cause we're terrified of what's around the corner. We stay in place 'cause we don't wanna lose our lives. So let's think of something better. Down in the forest, we'll sing a chorus, one that everybody knows. Hands held higher, we'll be on fire, singing something nobody wrote. My brain has given up, white flags are hoisted. I took some food for thought, it might be poisoned. The stomach in my brain throws up onto the page. Does it bother anyone else that someone else is your name? Does it bother anyone else that someone else is your name? I scream, you scream, we all scream, 'cause we're terrified. Oh, what's around the corner? Of something better. Torn into pieces over reasons of what these storms are for. I didn't understand why everything I adore takes a different form when I squint my eyes. Have you ever done that? When you squint your eyes and your eyelashes make it look a little not right, and then when just enough light comes from just the right side and you find you're not who you're supposed to be. This is not what you're supposed to see. Please remember me, I am supposed to be king of a kingdom. I'm swinging on the swing. Something happened in my imagination, the situation's becoming dire. My treehouse is on fire, and for some reason I smell gas on my hands. This is not what I had planned. This is not what I had planned.
Down in the forest, we'll sing a chorus. Hands held higher, we'll be on fire, singing songs that nobody wrote.
Down in the forest, we'll sing a chorus, one that everybody.
Amazing songs with Somewhere That's Green by Ellen Green from The Little Shop of Horrors and Forest by 21 Pilots. They both definitely have the plant and like caring for plants vibes. So yes, I hope you're enjoying our planting mix so far. So what is your favourite plant at the moment? I think one of my favourite plants right now is one that I've put in a rock garden. Basically, I've been doing different research of different succulents that can live outside, because most of them have to be indoor plants because they can't tolerate colder temperatures, and especially in England, we don't know what the weather's going to be like half the time. So yeah, so I've been making rock gardens, and I wanted to get some different coloured stones for the rock gardens to add on top in between the plants, because I've got an echevera type succulent. If you don't know what an echevera is, it's a succulent, an indoor one, that has these pointy fleshy leaves, and there's so many different types. I just think they are all so pretty. And especially this one that I've got in my rock garden, because it's a mixture of green and red. It looks like it's been painted, but it really hasn't. And it's so pretty because it's like a purplish red. So It's really unique. I'd never seen one before, so I bought one instantly, impulse buying. And yes, so I've put them in a rock garden, and it's so pretty because it's got loads of little babies on it. So that either they can grow off of the mother plant and they'll drop off to grow new plants around the rock garden, or you can snip them off and repot them into different things. And yeah, that's my favourite one at the moment. It didn't really have a specific name for it, so I'm a bit upset about that because I don't know what it is and how to look after it. But he's in the rock garden. I'll let you know what happens to him. So yeah, that's my favourite one at the moment because he's just so pretty and he's got so many little babies. I picked up the one with like the most little like heads on it because there were so many, and you can take off the leaves to propagate them to make new plants. So I've done a bunch of them and I'm waiting for little roots to grow. Can you tell I've gone a little plant crazy? But right, I think it's time for a next song, and it is an absolute classic, may I add. Here is Whenever, Wherever by Shakira, right here on the Queer Hour, baby! Because it just always gets me dancing and singing along. I hope you feel the same way. But right, I hope you enjoyed talking about our favourite plants and succulents and learning different things about them. But I'm sorry to say that this is the end of the show. It's okay though, save your tears, because I'll be back again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. to bring you more craziness and positivity. Next week's show is all about our pets. What pets do you have? What pets have you always wanted to have? Whether they're cats, dogs, insects, reptiles, you name it. What pets have you always wanted and what pets do you have? Let me know on all the social media at Glitterbeam UK, or you can send us an email on hello@glitterbeam.co.uk, or you can send us a text on 073 12 17 16 22. I think it's going to be so interesting to see what people do have and what they want to have as a pet. So yes, so join me for that next week. But right, welcome to the Battle of the Throwbacks. I don't know honestly what's been going on with the Queer Hour because we've been losing, and I'm pretty sure it's like over 4 weeks in a row now. So yeah, what's going on, guys? Like, it's probably my fault because I'm the one choosing. It is my fault because I'm the one choosing the songs. So I'm just upset with myself, okay? But right, I have an absolute tune for you. You better be quaking in your boots, Chris, because I am coming for the crown. Are you in the mood for a dance electronic vibe? Are you in the mood for a 2007 jam? Well, if so, you've come to the right place, because here is Jumping All Over the World by Scooter, coming at you!
Encore, hardcore, rock you down to the floor, Posse Slayer on the border, Jungle Jumper under orders, encore!
Let's get together.